how does the aging, how does this aging relate to the theory of the meditative state whereby one is a prophet, guru, or yogi, is that people should extend their life by many years through discipline, breathing habits, and attunement to the tapa?
The spirit, physical body, emotional body, and the psychic body all are connected to each other. And of course, all of them derive the strength from spirit. If you don't have any spirit, then you die. The body doesn't function. The reason that this body functions, this body is just a bunch of chemical and liquid and the reason our body functions is because of the spirit. Of course, if you read the Bible, then it can say there are different people that live for 900 years. Okay, and how did they do that? Because they were more connected to the spirit, and that's what it could extend their life for a long time. So of course, nowadays, you know, there might be some, usually the yogis, they talk about they can, do yoga and meditation and breathing and watch their diet, be in a good environment, and clean their stomach and along that, with it, and pull up extending the life, okay? And even in our teaching, if you remember the favorite position of the spiritual life is clean water, clean air, meditation, yoga, and all that seven steps that they have been given. That is true. If you follow this thing, your life will be expanded. I expect that the life expansion and life expectancy increases much higher in the promise of life. For instance, my family, even they have very long life span. All my grandparents, they all died 100, 110, 109, 105. Of course, I don't know. They died if all of all I'm, but I knew what. They lived very long time. And the reason was they lived in a very pure environment, and the place they lived, the water was clean, and the air was nice, and they were spiritually, actually most of them were spiritual leaders in the community. So maybe that has something to do with that. but you need to give it to the relation. But they were always, they always were spiritually connected somehow. So we can see this thing all affects the expansion and life expectancy. And the more we become a spirit, if we become pure spirits, how long do we live? Forever? Okay? So you can see the more you're a spirit, you become a spirit, the longer you're going to live. The more you become flesh, the less you can live. Actually, the people who do not meditate and they eat a lot of meat and a lot of, the tamasic food, their consciousness becomes so crude that they die very early in their age. Okay? Just like in India. Maybe their age, He ate meat only since he ate meat. He didn't eat any vegetable, and he was the king. And very rich, but he died of malnutrition because he wouldn't take any other food in his body, and of course, probably his consciousness also was very cruel. That's why he killed 8 of his wives. So you can see that these things are affecting human beings, and the more we again going back to the promise of life, if we create an environment that 8 essential elements necessary for the spiritual life are provided for everyone, and people have more time to meditate and do yoga, and those things, their life expansion, expectancy will increase dramatically. And of course, there are stories that there are yogis, they have been living for hundreds of years. I have not seen anybody in this, but I have heard about it. It's in the Yogananda's books, and apparently he gives the account that he has seen them, but to me it's more important to engage in the creation of the promise of life, that preservation of your body, and that's the greatest spiritual achievement
that if you meet with thousands of years, then so also if that there is some truth in what is revealed, but that is not the highest speech of happiness to achieve, the highest speech of happiness. And to meditate, I make another spiritual process, the direct incarnation to come into life, sacrifice, so that I submit to God and become a person. If you get this 5 points, you are greater than the yogi who lived 5,000 years. And so the goal is not to glorify body, expand life, expectancy, or sit there all day and do pranayama, meditation, and breathing, and yoga, and do nothing in your life, but it's trying to expand, you know, your life expectancy. Probably, though, if that yogi existed, probably he has nothing else to do but do that to stay, get the body in good shape. And, I think, you know, Christ probably, God, Christ, Muhammad, or Bob, they are greater in heaven than the person who lived 500 years. These are affecting the human evolution to the next step of progress. So, again, we can see that we have to see what is God's will, why He has revealed. He has never, in any scripture, I've never seen He has praised the yogi who lived 5,000 years, but He has praised Prophet Muhammad or Christ or Moses, and they gave Him a lead more than probably 1,600-1,700 years. Moses lived probably longer than anybody else.
Thank you so much, Michael.
And so we can see that we have to recognize the will of God again. Does it make sense?
Very much. Thank you, Michael.
Okay.